Young children have the way of being amazed by the tiniest things. From a peekaboo game when they are very young to pointing out everything they see around them as they begin to grow. From bugs and cars to fire trucks to various animals, even garbage trucks and airplanes. Most love looking up into the sky, trying to spot an airplane going by, especially if they can hear it from down below. They get all excited, and you have to stop what it is you're doing and look up with them. They'll often gaze at it until it's out of sight and then anxiously await the next one. If there happen to be two or three in view, it's like they hit the lottery. And they get so excited, sometimes they don't know which one to follow until it's gone out of sight. I was thinking a lot about this past week, looking up into the skies as our theme for this Sunday is Sky Sunday, and thinking about it in reflection to 9/11. How eerily quiet the skies were in the days and weeks to follow. No planes passing overhead, nothing but birds and bugs and clouds. I guess how much of life was back before air travel took off. And then how eerie it was when the planes began flying again, few by few. It made us all pay a little more attention to what was going on above us in those days. Pay a little more attention to the skies than we had perhaps done in a while. Sure, as kids, we're always looking around, taking it all in, but as we grow, how often do we really look up? Pause for more than a few seconds to figure out which way the clouds are moving, if the storm is coming in, if it's a full moon, or if the stars are out. Never really truly stopping to gaze up into the heavens for a significant period of time. As kids, though, much to my disagreement, my brothers, neighbors, and I would sit out on the front lawn watching the thunderstorms roll in. While I would have rather been inside and keep inching my way towards the door, they would watch in awe as the thunder grew louder and the lightning began dancing in the distance. As much as I would have rather been anywhere but there, fearful of being struck by lightning and the booming thunder shaking me, I so closely paid attention to those clouds, to the sky in general, taking note of the exact minute it was time to go in and then make a run for it. Now, don't get me wrong, I love laying in the grass on a nice summer day watching the clouds roll by, pointing out what they looked like. But not those thunderstorms. Yet how often do we pay attention to the sky today? Sure, as kids we had more time to spend watching the clouds roll by. We didn't have to go to work in the summer. We didn't have school. We didn't have to worry about taking care of someone else or what was for dinner or if there's still milk in the refrigerator and all the other joys of adulthood. But as Jesus said, we are to come as a child. He states in Matthew, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Maybe as kids we had something right. Looking at those skies, watching the happy clouds and the rolling thunder, counting the planes and the bugs and the birds, staying up late to see it lit up in all its glory at night. As often my parents would take us out into the driveway with a telescope to try and view whatever planets might have been in our path. Perhaps Jesus knew that as we got older, we don't look to the skies very much. Yet as our psalmist points out, we then miss the glory of God being revealed when we don't pay attention. For the heavens are telling the glory of God, And this word heavens, it can mean what we think of it when we hear of heavens, this place where God resides, but it can also be, for many Hebrew writers, to mean just the skies above. The heaven, the skies are telling the glory of God, the firmament, the dome proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. The voice is not heard, but it goes out through all the earth, their words to the end of the world. Such beautiful, vivid imagery. These words that we can't hear, but they go to the ends of the earth, telling of the glory of God. Now, as kids, parents, Sunday school teachers, and others alike used to like to tell us things like this in a sense, like the heavens are speaking of what's going on up there with God. How many of you heard that thunder is just God bowling? Lightning was the fireworks and excitement when God got a strike. Now, I never heard this one, but some apparently went as far to say the rain was the angels crying because they were losing the game to God. While this isn't quite the same as what the psalmist is getting at, there is some truth to it. The skies, the heavens declare the glory of God. They are speaking such vivid wonders to us. If we just pay attention, we would see God's handiwork and hear the glory being proclaimed. In doing so, the skies, they teach us, they show us how to give glory to God, how we are to proclaim God's handiwork. And Paul tells the church in Philippi that they are to shine like the stars. In a sense, proclaim the glory of God. Tell of God's handiwork and goodness and mercy and love. Among the world's chaos, crooked and perverse, as Christians, as followers of Christ, Paul tells us we are to shine like stars in the world. Shine in ways that bring light among darkness. Bring the light of the glory of God to the darkest places, for God is there too. Just most often we miss it. We are to point to God, the glory of God, the love and mercy and grace, all of God's goodness, just as the skies do. To shine bright like the stars, so bright that the world can't miss us, can't miss God's glory. Maybe like Harriet Tubman, who in 1849, fearing she'd be separated from her family, planned her escape from slavery. By night, she followed the North Star and relied on it through the Underground Railroad. Through the help of other freed Africans, Americans, and white abolitionists, she found her way to Philadelphia and later recalled, "When I found that I crossed that line, I looked at my hands to see if I was the same person. There was such glory over everything. The sun came like gold through the trees and over the fields. I felt like I was in heaven." Harriet then went on to guide family, among others, out as a conductor along the railroad, teaching them how to follow the North Star and the Big Dipper, what they called the drinking gourd, in the dark of night. Many didn't know how to read or write, and so signposts along the way would have meant nothing to them. But following the night stars helped to guide them to freedom without getting lost. Those bright, shining stars being beacons of hope to many. Like Harriet herself being a bright star in the dark night, being a beacon of hope to many along their way, their journey to freedom. To the point that many referred to her as Moses, leading so many slaves to freedom. And in her words, never running the train off the track and never losing a passenger, something that many others couldn't say. She watched the night sky, paid attention to the marvelous light proclaiming the glory of God. She proclaimed that same glory by bringing so many others to freedom. There are still so many in our world today looking for such great light to shine in their darkness, looking for freedom from oppression, from rampant racism in the country they live, those wondering where their next meal will come from, if they will ever have a family that will love them as their own, those fleeing for their lives, and those just looking for justice. As Paul stated, we live in a world that is crooked and perverse. Even the skies acknowledge us from time to time, as the prophets Isaiah and Jeremiah talk about the skies, the heavens, turning dark in mourning over what was happening to and in creation below and among God's peoples. Or how the Gospels tell of the sky turning black when Jesus was crucified. The skies certainly tell of the power of God, even telling of God's mourning, God's desire for justice and love for all creation. As Paul urges the Philippians, let us all shine like stars among the darkness, naming the injustices, the crooked and perverseness in our generation, and not get caught up in it, but shine for all the world to see. For all the world to see God's goodness and mercy and love. Like the skies, let us tell of God's handiwork and proclaim all of God's glory. Amen.